Good afternoon. My name is Wendy Laidlaw from HealEndometriosisNaturally.com. I am delighted to be here with Diana from Canada, who has agreed to give me an interview on her experience of Heal Endometriosis Naturally book. And she's just completed the 12 weeks of the Heal Endometriosis Naturally Foundation program. Welcome, Diana.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well. Thank you so much for taking the time out today to agree to be interviewed. I think one of the pleasures and the joys of helping women through the program is when they get to the end of the program and kind of how, what their expectations were at the very beginning and then kind of what happens at the end. And it's a journey and it's a process. So I wonder if you might maybe just start by kind of sharing, you know, how you first heard about Heal Endometriosis Naturally and about me. About the book, and then what kind of led you into the program?
Sure. So I think it was a year and a half ago now. I just because of how doctors have treated me, I wanted to find an alternative. So I started to Google Heal Endometriosis Naturally, and that actually, Wendy actually came up. It was the first link, and I clicked it. I remember seeing her book, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, is this my calling? Is this an actual different way to actually heal yourself rather than what the medical model gives you? So I decided to order the book. I read it like three times. I couldn't put it down because I remember looking through all the pages. And as I was reading, I was like, oh my gosh, I can relate to that because that's exactly what I'm going through. And it just motivated me because I was like, she knows exactly what I was feeling because she went through it. And through that time, I decided to message her and we had a conversation. And at that point, I was like, I really want to do this. But because of endometriosis and having those feelings of little self-worth, I decided to postpone that. So I kind of put that to the back burner. And all through that year I went through without Wendy, I was regretting it. I really regretted it. But after a year, I'm here. And I really thank Wendy for just guiding me through this.
Fantastic. Well, I am so glad. I mean, full credit to you. You know, you had read the book thoroughly and you understood it. And then I think from what you were saying to me, you know, further down the line, you try to implement everything in the book yourself. And it's a lot to implement. It's a lot to change over and above trying to deal with the pain, over and above trying to deal with everyday life and work and things like that. So it was wonderful when you reached out to me to say, right, Wendy, I'm now ready to make the commitment to invest in myself because I want to get well. I'm sick and tired. So maybe you could share with people kind of looking back at the beginning of the foundation program, kind of where you were, what state were you in, what kind of pain scores were you in, and then how the program has helped you.
Sure. So when I started, I was in a very big anxiety mode, just because it like reading the book, like it's a lot to take in. So I didn't know how to approach it. So like since being in stage 4 endometriosis, my pain scores were like 7, 8. It really, really hurt, especially when your time of the month comes and you get that incredibly painful time for like 8 to 14 days were my normal periods before. And what else really I noticed is, Wendy and having her guide. So for example, her meal plan that she gives an example of, I think that really, really helped and structured me because going in with that anxiety, I couldn't wrap my head around, oh, how am I going to structure my meal plans? Like what kind of snacks is she looking for me to eat? And it was just really, really frustrating. But through time, I think that really developed me. And what really, really made me blossom is I know that people say eating organic is really costly. So I found ways to, over time, to build on my monthly financial situation where I would get, you know, like one fruit of like an apple or a pear. So that's not really that costly. Or like Wendy states about nuts. So that I've noticed that as I was eating that kind of food, my pain levels decreased dramatically. I think it was up until week 7 where I was so thrilled. I was like, is this a dream? Because my pain levels, and with Wendy's mentorship, really has helped me through. So at the beginning, I was so scared. I was like, oh, my periods are never, there's no possible way my periods are just going to naturally go to 4 to 6 days. I don't believe it. And then after watching everyone else's kind of opinions on the program, I started to give a leap of faith. And then after week six, when I had my period, I was in shock because it worked. My period went down of 5-6 days from 14 days. I think that was the biggest amazing moment ever, because we all know how dreadful periods are. But that really, really inspired me. And I feel like in the beginning of the program, yeah, it's really difficult and really, really, really tough. But as it goes on, like you get the feeling of confidence building, and it really helps.
Yeah, well, that's it. I think I remember you emailing me after your first period, and you're like, is this for real? Am I imagining this? Is this possible that I've gone from like really long two week periods to kind of like 5 or 6 days, and that the pain scores themselves had reduced? But that was full credit to you, because you fully committed to the program. You just went for it. You fully committed to it. You were talking about food there and getting organic food and things. And again, you started to recognize the importance of investing in yourself and spending that little bit more. It wasn't that much, but a wee bit more on the fruit and the vegetables, just to make sure that they were good quality. But you fully committed to the program, the 3 daily basics, turning up for your one-on-ones with me, your group calls and things like that. So you might, what in particular do you think has been of the greatest support to you, that has kept you, because 12 weeks is a long time, isn't it? But what has kept you going throughout that 12 weeks?
I think there's two things. So the one thing is your morning routine of having your protein shake, because that gives you energy and it gives you nutrients and it makes you feel amazing. And I think energy and having that ability to do it every day, you'll start to notice how you're feeling. Another thing I think is linked with that is journaling. So journaling has really, really helped me. Coming from someone who doesn't have anyone to really have an outsource, except for you, Wendy, you're great. but having a journal really lets you take out all your frustrations, all your anger, all your anxieties with the course or in your life. And I noticed the first day, I was like, oh, this is going to be a drag. 3 pages, I think that's a lot to do. But it wasn't until like the third week that I started to be like, wow, I would wake up, do my protein shake, do my journal, and then I would have this sense of relief, like this at peace with myself, because it really makes you grow over time. And when you look back, like through how you were before and now, it just really, really inspires me to keep on going, because journaling is a huge aspect and it really makes you blossom.
Yeah, well, that's right, isn't it? Because I think everybody struggles at the beginning of the program, and those that are maybe listening to this interview now, they'll be going, well, what has journaling got to do with healing your endometriosis? All will be revealed in time. You just have to kind of go on faith. So everybody does struggle with that, because everyone's so busy and everybody thinks they don't have enough time. But I think what came through working with you was you were surprised at, as you're saying, the power shakes is an integral part of the daily basics, 3 daily basics. But, you know, the idea of you getting, before you were struggling to get out of bed, you had no energy, you're exhausted. And then there you were emailing me, you know, several weeks later saying, I'm sleeping better, I'm getting up earlier, I've got more energy, and my pain scores are reducing and my symptoms are improving. And who would have thought that that would have been possible when you started? So what would you say to people then if they're just listening to this right now and they're going, okay, well, I've read the book, you know, so I've read the book, Why should I join this foundation program?
I believe you should join this foundation program because, like me, I've gone through it and it works. It really, really opens your mind. It not only does your body feel amazing after a couple weeks, but your mind does and your spirit does. So it's like Wendy says, it's a holistic approach. I really believe that you should continue on this journey with Wendy because I am so happy I did. 100%. If I didn't take this, I would be in a state of misery and depression still. And this has, like, I would really recommend this journey.
Well, it's lovely to hear that. And maybe you could share with people a bit more. I mean, you talked about your periods being 2 weeks, but maybe you could just share with people at this stage, and because they might be going, oh, look at you. Yeah, it's worked for you. It's not going to work for me. But maybe you could share a little bit more of your symptoms and what was going on in your body before you started working with me.
Yeah, so I was always in pain. There were times when I was in pain where I had to like sit down for a good hour because like I could stand up with the amounts of pain I was in. Like I said, my bleeding very, very heavy. A lot of depression. I would wake up in the morning and feel like, oh, just another day of this. And I was such in the mindset of an anxiety mode where you're thinking, oh, you know, my doctor has put me on this medication. And, oh, it's going to be an endless cycle of, oh, these pills and then surgery and then pills again and then them threatening you. And it just ruined me. I'm sure you've experienced that too. And I really feel that, like, through time, my depression and tiredness is a really big one. I had no energy. I ate so poorly. I ate microwaved food. There was like 99-cent meals you would throw in the oven. Chips. I would have chips for breakfast. I would have just like cookies, a lot of Coke, a lot of Pepsi, and things like that. So it, like, my symptoms were really bad. Also, I had a really bad case of arthritis in my arm. And the doctor told me I have to take 20 pills a day, but if my stomach hurt, I would have to go to emergency. And it's, I probably think you know that. And just a lot of it was guilt. I felt a lot of guilt for not being able to fix myself because I felt like I was in a cage. And now looking back, it feels like the cage has been unlocked and I'm slowly creeping out of the cage. And my depression's gone. I feel the energy. Like I said, I get, like she said, I get up in the morning at 5 a.m. I would have never done that. I get up, even my boyfriend to this day is like, Diana, where's all this energy coming from? He's like, you have more energy than me and our dog. It was crazy because it's just so out of the norm and it's incredible what this journey can do to you because there's no tiredness, no lack of energy. Like my body feels great being pain free. Yeah. So it's been a good journey.
Well, that's right. Cause you were also put on Lupron. And for those who don't know what Lupron is, it's a very damaging drug and a drug that a lot of doctors all over the world seem to naturally default to put women on who've got endometriosis, and it causes all sorts of terrible, terrible side effects. And I know that it caused you a lot of issues, but again, full credit to you, you know, you've shown through your commitment and dedication, because as part of the program, you get, you know, every week you get weekly webinars to educate you about your body. And how have you found the kind of the webinars and the information and the educational aspect, how has that helped you feel more confident with your body?
I love them. Oh my gosh. It's like a whole different world opens up for you because you're so used to going to the doctor and they're like, oh, here's birth controls, take it for the next 2 years. And that's it. That's all they tell you. And they don't go into detail. So the webinars are incredible because Wendy goes into detail. like actual detail about what's happening in your body, why it's happening, like what are the steps to help you out. I think it builds a lot of confidence because it builds on you. So you're not in a state of anxiety of, oh, what's this birth control doing to my body? But now it's, oh, this is so neat. Let's Google and research what Wendy said. Like, look at all the research she's done. Like, oh, I didn't know what a mitochondria is, you know? So it opens up your mind and it really puts a lot of confidence in you, and it's worthwhile. It really helps endometriosis and everything around it.
And I think I know when I was on my healing journey, it felt really important for me to get as much education and information as possible about my body, because as you rightfully say, we're given these tablets and drugs and we're very trusting of these strangers in a white coat who are giving us drugs and things that, you know, don't actually address what the underlying causes of endometriosis are. And my aim throughout the program is to educate everyone who goes through it so that they understand their body. If their body is got pain or got symptoms, it's trying to communicate something to you. So that education is helping you unravel like what the core of the issues are. And for me, that was very important. So it's great equally that now if there is any signs or symptoms, even after eating something, you know how to support your body. Whilst your endometriosis pain has gone, every now and again, there might be something that crops up in your body, but you now have a confidence that you kind of go, okay, so what's going on here? And really learning to kind of take that back. So with regards to the support throughout the program, how would you explain that to someone who's maybe listening to this? How does that work? Because I know that's very important to a lot of women.
So yes, I remember coming in, I had no support. It was just the doctors and my parents. Most of you probably don't have that kind of network of women who have struggled with endometriosis. So coming into the program, I already felt odd, like, because I wasn't used to it. So having Wendy as your guide, it was incredible because you could really start to feel like, oh, I'm actually with someone who knows what I'm going through. But then with the webinars and the meetings that she does with a whole group of women, it just opens your eyes up. I know she has a Facebook group as well, and it really, like, you look at them and it's like, oh wow, like I can actually talk to them and make new friendships and talk about endometriosis and help each other out. And I think that support and going through it and explaining, you know, what your journey was to other girls in the program, when you're in the program, it really makes a difference because it builds your confidence even further because of that kind of support, other than you being alone, just in this big black room and just alone and not knowing where to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I think any woman who has endometriosis has felt alone and felt isolated, you know, at several times in their life. And equally, sometimes there's forums and there's Facebook groups where people come together, but they come together in a very kind of negative way, in that they're just sharing their pain. And that in itself can just add to that depression and feeling of helplessness. And the aim behind the foundation program is for people coming together. Facebook group is designed to keep you inspired, to keep you going, to keep sharing the positive, because it can be hard sometimes. Sometimes on this journey, it's two steps forward, one step back. And sometimes life comes in the way and tests you and challenges you. So you need to have that support. And as you say, the group calls that we do every 2 weeks are designed so that, you know, women can come and say, look, you might have just started this foundation program. I'm at week 8, I'm at week 10, hang in there, you can do this. this can work for you. So that feeling of never feeling alone again. And that was very, very important to me, because I had to do it all alone. I had to do it the hard way, and I don't, you know, I've done all the hard work, so you guys don't have to. But just knowing that you are not alone anymore and feeling part feels very, very important. And so what about, you touched on the power shakes there earlier. So people are saying, well, what on earth is a power shake, and why, how again has that got to do with healing endometriosis? Perhaps you could provide a bit more, share a bit more for women if they're listening to this. What on earth is a power shake?
So a powder shake is what Wendy provides. It's a multivitamin, it's a macrogreen, and it's protein powder. And it is incredible because what you do is you drink it in the mornings, and the first week or two, I noticed that I didn't really feel a difference, but it wasn't until the third week where it finally kicked in, where this power, like protein shake is really what it is. It gives you power. It gives you energy. It's something that is essential in order to be successful through this program, I believe, because if I didn't have that protein shake of those three main ingredients, I probably wouldn't succeed. I don't think you can go without that base, because that's what the base of the program is that essential element to your every single day of your life. And it really makes a difference, though, and nothing's better than having a shake that you know is good for you, doesn't have the toxic ingredients, and is good for your body.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I mean, I still follow the three daily basics. I still follow the protocols of the program even now, even though I've been pain-free for over 3 years. And I think everyone's so busy these days. Nobody really has time to eat. And as you said earlier, they're having microwave meals and they're not having very good quality food. And then, of course, your body's just screaming, going, what are you feeding me? So the power shakes are that one of the three daily basics. So if you're getting everything that your body needs in a morning for the rest of the day, then you know it's like filling the tank of your car and you're getting that fuel. And you saw, as you say, you saw that quite early on, about 3 or 4 weeks, you were like, Wendy, I've got all this energy. Where's this come from? And I'm like, I know, it's amazing, isn't it? But the other thing I was going to speak to you about, and I think it's a really important part of the program, essential, is, as I say, it's a multimodal approach to healing. So we look at what goes in your body, what you eat. We look at what goes on your body, like your products and household things. And we look at what's going on and around you in your environment and your workplace. But we also look at the emotional component and how, I know you kind of touched on that through the journaling and how you find the journaling helped you in that and helped you, you know, out of your depression and helped you feel sort of, you're helpless, you now feel powerful, you now have visions, you now know that you what's going on in your body. But how is that emotional side of things? To some women it surprises them, but how would you share that to women who are listening?
For the emotional part, I mean, there's still things in everyone's lives. Even to me to this day, there's emotional things I deal with every day. Like relationships, family, work. But I feel like what I've been doing now is, so I've been doing the breathing exercise, and that just puts me back into place. Like I said, the journaling. So sometimes I'm so used to journaling. I love doing it now that if I have something on my mind, my ultimate instinct is I need to write it in my journal. So I just go grab my journal, I write it down, and then I sometimes meditate. So I'll just close the door emotionally when I'm emotional, and I would just take it all in, but put on some meditation music, and that just helps me calm down as well. I feel like this one aspect in my journal that I wrote a really long time back is I felt really broken. I felt shattered, and it was so ironic because as I was looking through my journal later on, I had this incident at work where this mug broke, and I was looking at the mug and I was like, oh my gosh, it's broken. Like, what do I do about this broken mug? And then what I decided to do, I was like, you know what? I need to take this a step further. And what I did was, when I was building confidence, is I got super glue and I actually put the mug back together. So I glued it back together. And when I look at the mug today, it's like, I had all these broken pieces emotionally, and then I put them all back together, meaning like through journaling and through breathing exercises, meditation, or like in my case, reading the Bible, it all came down to like I'm mending myself. I'm reworking everything on a holistic approach. And emotionally, I look at that cup and I go, wow, I can stabilize myself emotionally, even through like even the protein shake. That helps so much because it gives you, because without it, you would feel depressed. But with it, it gives you energy and makes you alert, gives you awareness. So having awareness lets you stabilize your emotions a little bit more, I think.
Well, what a lovely analogy. That's a really beautiful analogy that you shared there. And I think, as I say, full credit to you because you've really dived into the program. You've really committed to it. And the women that do give the full commitment get the results. And the fact that you're feeling your power and you're feeling your strength, that you can see yourself having glued yourself back together, because everything that everybody needs to heal themselves is within them. And I think it's a lot of women, and I'm sure you probably relate to this, and I was terrified when I was in the heights of my pain and, you know, bedridden and things. I was terrified because I didn't have enough knowledge. I didn't have enough information. I didn't know what I could do myself to take back power and control. And through the act of journaling, you pay attention to what's happening. Through the power shakes, you're feeding your body all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then with the support structures that there with our one-on-ones and things as well, then you're all coming together, like you say in that beautiful mug. So how have you found, obviously every week you have 30 minutes with me where we look through your food sheets and we're paying attention to what you're eating and how your body's responding. How have you found our one-on-ones as well?
I think they are so important. I remember when I first started out on my food sheets, I wasn't quite sure what I was supposed to eat, how I was supposed to eat, like what things were affecting my body. But with Wendy, it was so amazing because she pointed out things I couldn't have. I can't have bananas. I didn't know that. I would have never known that because before the program, I wouldn't even even look into it. I think the one-on-ones really help because you get that kind of personal support that everyone needs, and it lets Wendy look at your food sheets, which is so important to do every single day, so she can see how you're doing, and then kind of look at the pain scores and go, oh, well, what were you exactly eating? What were the ingredients? And she gives you tips and advice, and it's rich information.
Yes, and I think as well, I think that sharing, coming together every week, it's that continuity and that confidence, but it's reflecting back, as you say, the very act of writing down on your food sheets. I think most people can kind of go, right, okay, yeah, I see that. But when it's not there, that visible, even just you and I being detectives together, going, okay, so you had that food, you felt that way, your stomach was bloated. That's what we need to do. And of course, an integral part of healing your body is healing all the various parts of your body internally, in addition to the emotional side as well, but also things like your digestive tract, which tend to can get very, very damaged and irritated and inflamed from all the drugs and the painkillers and the surgery. Now, we did some tests at the beginning to test your stomach acid and digestive juices. And I know that you found that quite an exciting thing, didn't you? To see the progress there in yourself. You might want to share that with people who are listening.
I was in awe. I always had digestive problems where I wasn't going every day. I didn't really see it as a problem, but as Wendy stated in her webinar, I was like, oh, this is actually pretty important. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I started out, it was terrible. It was brutal. It was like running, not that great. And then after I started to take her supplement that she told me about to take. So I started to take it. And what happened was I started to notice. So I was going from no bowel movements for a couple days to twice to three times a day. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. And I remember taking that test. Wendy told me to check my stomach acid levels. And I remember taking it. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't burp. What is happening to me? and then after everything started to regulate, I took it again and I burped. I was so proud of myself because I was like, wow, this is actually amazing. Because with Wendy's support and help, this is incredible. To this day, I'm like, wow. I'm still in shock because before my doctors would tell me, oh, do Metamucil. And when I was on Metamucil, it was not pretty. And I was like, this is not really helping me at all. So I really thank her for that, because it does work.
Well, I mean, again, full credit to you. You were very open to the suggestions I was making and listening and applying them and feeling into your body. And we were, you know, in regular contact, so that anything you were doing that was new, you were developing your confidence in that. So, I mean, what would you say to anyone listening to this right now who's struggling with the pain and the symptoms and everything of endometriosis, and they're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? What would you say to them if they're kind of on the edge thinking, you know, we're almost into a new year, I don't want another year like this? What would you be saying to these women now?
Coming from me, I would say take a leap of faith. Just do it. Dive in and do it. Do the journaling, do the power protein shake, and you're off to the winning strike, because it's amazing. And I know, because I've been there, and that feeling of helplessness and low self-confidence is really big. And I would really say, just go for it. Like, don't look at, oh, you know, my food's going to cost me more, or can I really do it? Because those are just excuses. You can do it. Honestly, I've done it. A lot of women have done it. And this is like a living testimony of what this program does. And I would say, just take baby steps, but you'll get there eventually. But honestly, it will change your life.
Yeah. Well, that's lovely to hear. And as I say, I know that you'd said to me at the beginning, or kind of a couple of weeks into this program, you're like, why did I wait a year to do this program? I could have been so much further on. And I know for you as well, which is really exciting, is that, you know, your life now, that your body's pain-free and your symptoms have all but gone. And there's a couple of things that we're still tweaking on. We've still got to address and work together as detectives, which is great. But now you've, the way that you're talking and sharing, your life's going to be taking on, you've got more confidence now. You're looking at doing things, you know, in your career that perhaps you hadn't thought of before. So was that a surprise to you as a bonus, if you like, to the foundation program?
Yes. I feel like before I was in a pause moment where nothing was changing in my life, and I just felt like, this is my life. This is what I'm living for every single day. Pain, misery, and a job I hate. And then through the program, I started to discover myself. And I was like, well, wait a second. My body is actually healing itself. So why can't I heal other areas in my life? What about relationships? What about getting into a career you would love to do? And I feel like it's really expanded my horizons. So I feel like healing your body really, really does take a holistic approach to other areas of your life, because it impacts it.
Yeah, and it's just the beginning, isn't it? It's just the beginning. Well, look, I want to thank you so much for taking time out to share your story. I know that, you know, I think when people hear, like, women who have come through the foundation program, I'm sure they're sitting there going, oh, yeah, it probably wasn't that bad for them. You know, you don't know what it's like for me. If you're listening to this, whether on the podcast or on YouTube, you know, I ended up bedridden for 2 years. I had 6 surgeries. I had done everything, and I kept getting worse and worse. I ended up with adenomyosis as well, and cysts and endometriomas. I came back from the edge. Diana's come back from the edge. And there's countless other women now who've come through the program, and they're all on my website if people want to listen to. But there is hope. There is another way. And if all you remember is that your body's always wanting to heal itself, and if it's not healing itself, then that's where you can get help and support to find out why, and we can become detectives together. But I want to thank you so much, because you have been a star student. You have been fantastic. You have done everything I suggested, and you're a fantastic, glowing example of what works when you put the work in, because this program works if you work it. And I'm so excited for the future. So for those who maybe want to get some more information, I do offer a free paperback book if anyone would like to read it. just pay the shipping and handling, which is £6.95. You can go to my website, which is healendometriosisnaturally.com, and at the very top you can see click on free book. Equally, you can go on to healendometriosisnaturallycourse.com and you'll see more of Diana's interview on there, and some other students as well. You can hear their interviews, and you can apply to work with me to make sure, complete the application form. I'll have a read through it, give you a call, see if we're a good fit, and hopefully that we can work together to heal your endometriosis naturally. But in the meantime, Diana, thank you so much indeed. I really appreciate you taking the time and sharing your wonderful story. And we'll be back in touch soon. Thanks very much.